Smash Talk.
Oh, here we go.
True believers, back to the Nerd Smash Talkcast. I am your host, LT Thornton, and I am joined by the world's greatest, most ambitious, most experienced, most randomly fighting our listeners-ist co-host, Mr. Steve Woods.
What's up, man? That intro was very spooky.
Oh yeah, you know, I tried to do that voice modulation unsuccessfully. I feel no one was afraid.
I call it a win, sir.
No one was afraid of the change I made in my voice. Yeah, man. We are back with another episode of the Nerd Smash Talkcast. Yes, sir. And if you guys didn't already know, it is our mission on the Nerd Smash Talkcast to bring you the latest in nerd entertainment, whether it involves movies, TV, video games, D&D, science, comic books, anime, wrestling, whatever. We will cover it because, hey, guess what? Being a nerd is not as limiting as you think that it is.
It's big, son.
Very big. Very, very big. And, you know, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, calm.
Any fights lately?
Nah, nothing like that. No? I just got a lot of silence.
Oh, okay.
It's weird. From somebody that runs their mouth so much to have nothing to say. It's weird.
Okay. I need to take this moment to explain that the Nerd Smash Talkcast does not condone violence. Generally in any way, shape, or form.
Not at all.
We believe in peaceful resolution here on this show.
We're going to talk
I should know because we had Chris as a guest on this show.
We did.
Somehow he has not killed me yet.
That was fun, too. I forgot about that. That was great.
We'll get him back for his hot takes.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have had him. I should have brought him on to this episode, considering how badly we whooped on them Bengals last night.
Watch it. First of all, I invite this man over because I saw his Twitter post about not being able to watch this game. And I'm like, man, come hang out. I'm glad he didn't.
I would have been insufferable.
It was bad. It was very bad.
Considering how depressed I've been the last 4 weeks, I was like, man, y'all just going to get whooped by this bad team.
Right! This Super Bowl team just got whooped by the Browns. Yeah. First of all, man, let me just say something real quick.
Yeah, please do.
You know they have Chubb, right? You know that. You know that going in. What's your plan?
Hey, to be fair, they did a great job stopping the run in like the first two quarters. The person they did not plan for, and the person they apparently never planned for, is Myles Garrett.
Right. Right.
Y'all just going to leave it one dude over there? When other teams
never shift.
That dude?
Never shift.
Nah. No.
Ridiculous.
It's a good game. It's a great game.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a great way to end a
streak.
A streak of losing, yeah.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett showed up as Vecna.
Right. Just took everybody's soul. But literally, though, shift.
Running up that hill.
Yeah,
well,
shift, man. Who's tell you. What? Were they watching the same game on the sidelines? I don't know.
They were, and then they watched
clown, clownish, people. Clown behavior.
Man, you sound like us a couple weeks ago when we were losing games every which possible way that we could. Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, of course.
So, yeah, it was you know, something. See you again in December. Might go the same way. Who knows?
I think we'll have a slightly better quarterback.
Yeah.
Although y'all did happen to make Jacoby Brissett look like a literally the top ranked quarterback in the league this week. So thank you.
Ridiculous.
95 PFF grade. It's pretty good.
Just shooting.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. So, back into business. Let's talk about what we have on the agenda for today.
And can we also talk about how those short routes were working for Cincinnati? And then they just abandon it. Why?
More importantly.
Well, first of all, Cleveland does not have a linebacker core. We know that.
No.
So use that like you were doing.
Cannot defend the run.
No.
And
short routes all day. Should have been like that all day.
Y'all left
just Joe right Mixon over the middle. Just, man.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
Man, was non-existent. That first drive, he was successful before y'all got intercepted.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But we didn't even score points off that interception. We've been abysmal against the blood run. Pressure. We made Cam Akers look like a superstar. You know, they're trying to trade him.
Yeah. next topic.
200-yard game. Joe Mixon could have ate.
Hurtful.
Ah. I do love having Nick Chubb, though. Anyway, let's talk about the rest of our show back on track. All so right. People, I'm sure people don't want to hear about Mid-Ohio football.
I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they don't. I've just been all thinking right. about it all day. It's the worst.
Oh, I have been too, but in the opposite way, in that it is the best. And that, actually, I have to thank you guys too, because the Cleveland Browns season, I'm pretty sure, would be over if we lost that game. Yeah. So. Thanks for keeping the spark alive.
What are they? 1-4 now.
We are 3-5.
3-5.
We figure if we get two more wins, if we can get two out of the three, then we come back and then, you know, we have the other guy take over and
yeah,
you know, if he wins out, we could possibly make a playoff spot.
Just stop now, because that's fantasy.
Oh, I agree it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
But it's one I'm clinging to because
because of the Cincinnati win. I get it.
Yeah. The playoffs are our dream. It's got to be hard for you guys to come back down to earth since,
yeah,
you know, y'all was at the whole Super Bowl last year.
It's ridiculous. I'm watching it this year like, what is happening?
Yeah. Anything less than back to Super Bowl going to feel like a massive failure
for you. Yeah.
See, that's what happens when you set yourself up for joy.
That's what happens when you achieve.
Mm-hmm. When you achieve things. See, like last year, we were like, we're definitely going to make it back to at least a playoff game last year. And when we didn't, what happened? Depression. Mm-hmm. Trade the whole team. Get everybody.
Get everybody. They all got to go. Fire sale.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Actually going to get back on track.
Okay.
So just to cover what we're going to talk about on the show today, we are going to go over what we watched, our mm-hmm. old segment. We're going to bring that back. We're going to talk about some casting news. Regarding several different series and movies, Marvel, DC, etc. We're also going to go over this Friday the 13th prequel series that was announced, cover some details on that, and we're going to also talk about the HBO Max Green Lantern series.
That's fun.
And that being that is fun. I want to talk about that. And then lastly, we're going to finish up with a little segment that might not go the way that you think, so stick around for that. But let's go ahead and jump into what we watched. So I didn't watch many horror movies this month. I watched Werewolf by Night. Mm-hmm. which phenomenal. Is great. We need to watch it again.
Yep.
Yeah, we already talked about it on here, so I won't go into any details there. I did watch Smile. I thought that was a really good movie. Mm. Really kind of creative.
You said that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely recommend people check it out. I would have also said that I saw Halloween Ends, but I am old and I fell asleep. So count that one on me. Still don't know. I think I might have even fallen asleep like an hour in.
Ooh, dang.
The hour that I saw was not great. So we'll just leave that as a I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, I've been watching Andor.
Yes.
Finally caught up to episode 6.
Do
I
it.
Finally get the hype. Mm-hmm. Yes. I had to watch episode 2 twice because I fell asleep on it. Again, I'm old.
Man, that's a good job. You finished 3 through 6? That's great, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the hype around Andor.
Yeah,
like,
you get
I
it.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. The characters, also, man. The acting, the character. Ah, ugh.
When this show ends, we going to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
We going to talk about it. But, jeez. Also, like, probably the most political Star Wars show. Like,
easily. But in a fun way. Episode 1 was like, oh, politics, trade routes, blockades. And that's not fun.
I don't know, man. This show goes deep into
it does.
Like, like fascism and corruption and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It is
even in their own houses. That's what crazy. Anywho.
So yeah, Andor's really good, and I'm about 4 or 5 episodes into season 3 of Atlanta.
Mm. Season 4 is on right now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, season 4 is on now. Yeah. Season 4 is the final season as well.
Yeah. Too bad, man. I could use one of those seasons every 2 years. I love it.
Man, I'll tell you, season 3 so far for me has been
Yes. Accurate. I'm like,
funny show not making me laugh.
Yeah, it took a darker turn in season 3 for sure.
Yeah. I think a lot of me identifies with Donald Glover's the way that he processes things.
Mm.
And I could absolutely like
that's funny that you say that. I can't wait till you watch season 4. I try to recall that you said that.
Okay. I don't know why that makes me a little more excited for season 4, but
yes.
Like there's an element of comedy that comes from like a really like messed up like dark place sometimes. And Atlanta not being afraid to just fully like to even take the comedy out of it and go fully into like how messed up something
all
is.
Gas.
Yeah.
Just driving like, head on into it.
Yeah. So how in Atlanta can both be informative and eye opening and
it's got a little sting and sometimes
willing to tell certain episodes from certain people's point of view and not, it's just a very interesting show. If I don't care who you are, if you're not watching Atlanta, like you absolutely should check it out.
It's definitely different than something on TV that's not hasn't been really seen like this before.
Yeah, I don't think it gets the accolades that it should either.
It really doesn't. It kind of goes unnoticed. I'm not sure why.
I mean, I feel like reputation wise, it has the chops, but from a awards, you know, the show is not talked about in the same breath of a, you know, Better Call Saul or a Breaking Bad or a Game of Thrones or anything of that nature.
I mean, we're talking about top tier actors here, you know, mm-hmm. Zazie Beetz and Donald Glover and Brian
Lakeith Stanfield, Brian Tyree Henry. Yeah.
It's good stuff. And then whoever they decide to throw in there when whatever random episode.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's great.
Yeah.
Great show.
For sure. For sure. It's so surreal sometimes, too.
Well, yeah. Invisible Lamborghini. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I've gotten there
that's
yet.
That's like season one, episode one.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I thought it was a limo.
No, it was a Lamborghini.
Okay. So stupid. Oh, God. All right. Yeah, but that's pretty much all I've watched. So what do you got?
Yeah, man. I watched some spooky stuff.
Yeah, tell
something,
us about it.
Something I'm kind of upset about, because I didn't even know it was a thing, is 2021's Candyman.
Yeah.
Man, this thing is good.
That was produced by Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
It was directed by Naya DaCosta,
yeah,
who is going to be directing The Marvels.
Right. And it was, like you said, it was Monkey Paul's production. And man, oh man. I had no idea. They take it so much deeper than, you know, just kind of a slasher movie. And yeah. What's his name is in that too? Abdul Mateen, guy, he's in that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Abdul Mateen. Yep.
Superstar.
He's a great actor.
Superstar.
He's a great actor.
I him love and, this movie.
Him and give me a second. Kang. Jonathan Majors.
Gotcha. I was gonna say Johnson, but yes.
No.
Yeah, that's
him and Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
They're going to eat for a while.
It's their time. It's their time. They're going to go on a long run here. I guarantee
you. You're going to see them in a lot of like prestige projects moving forward. I already seen Jonathan Majors is in, what, Creed 3? And then he's in some World War II airplane movie or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that trailer at Black Adam as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Devotion, I think.
Is that what it's called? I don't remember.
I can't remember. Yeah.
But he looks great.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, I watched that. That's, if I had to rate that thing, that is a very high good for me. Like, it just caught me off guard. Maybe that's some of it. Because I don't think I really heard anybody even talk about Candyman. But
is that streaming anywhere?
Yeah, I watched it on something. maybe Hulu or Paramount Plus or, you know, one of those. Yeah, it's out there somewhere.
Okay.
The other thing I've been watching this week, man, is that Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities on Netflix.
Really?
Whoa. Whoa. The stories and special effects in this thing are so good. It's so much fun. And I think I'm on episode 5 of 8. So I don't want to give it a full review yet, but I am having a lot of fun with it for sure.
Okay.
For
sure. So not finished with it, but definitely enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely. Also, what else was I watching? No, I think that was it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. But check that out, man. It's a lot of fun.
Hmm. I mean, it's going to go deep in the queue, so I can't promise I'll get to it anytime soon. But I don't know, I'll try my best.
Yeah, man.
All right. well, that's pretty much covers what we've watched. Let's go ahead and jump into this Friday the 13th prequel series.
Keep the spooky going?
Yeah, let's follow up. So they announced a prequel series. I forget what it was coming to.
Peacock.
Oh, it's coming to Peacock.
Yeah.
Peacock, yes. So it is a Friday the 13th prequel series. It's called Crystal Lake. It's going to be coming from Brian Fuller, who ran the show Hannibal.
Terrifying, atmospheric, suspenseful. Stuck in your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like this series is being described as an expanded prequel to the original Friday the 13th franchise. It's also interesting that A24 will serve as the studio behind the series.
Yes, that is interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that speaks volumes already. So Here's what I hope we get out of it, right? I hope we get like a 70s camp kind of thing. And when I say camp, not the Camp Crystal Lake, but the actual campiness of those, of the original Friday the 13th. I hope it kind of touches on that. Did it say anything about Jason, or is it going to be, you know, because in Friday the 13th, it was his mom.
All it says is that Fuller and his team are able to use the events of the original Friday the 13th as a springboard, which includes the Crystal Lake location and the Mrs. Voorhees character. It also has access to all other elements from the films. So it has access to using Jason, but it could possibly expand on the universe.
What does that mean?
So that whatever elements went into making Jason could be expanded to do other things. Think of maybe how like the Evil Dead series kind of expanded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So could be pretty cool.
Yeah, it could.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Friday the 13th movies. I thought, nah, you know, Jason.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, those slasher movies are good for what they are.
Yeah, they're just jump scares, basically.
Yeah, and gore.
But,
you know.
Yep, jump scares and gore, right. I like things that come across a little more creepy, kind of like how It did with, you know, like, oh, that's deeply unsettling, that thing that I'm looking at right there.
Not necessarily a jump and stab, but, you know.
Right. Right.
It's that build up. No, it's the visual.
A jump scare is you get that momentary, like, oh, you know, I don't know what you call it, adrenaline dump into your head. When we see something that deeply unsettles you, you're like, what?
Well, I'll tell you, that's how the Hannibal series was. I don't know if you ever watched any of that. I don't remember. But it was.
I did not. I have not.
Deeply disturbing. The visuals in that, and then the building of the suspense, and that was Mads Mikkelsen, man. He was on
I've heard nothing but great things about it. So, and I know it got canceled too soon, which is a shame. How many seasons did it get?
Oh, man. Was it four? Four seasons?
That's more than most.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do feel like it was also before its time. So maybe this Camp Crystal Lake, we'll just hit on all cylinders and it'll give us something really creepy and fun.
Yeah, could be. Well, I'm sure you or Boyd will probably check it out.
Yeah.
And we'll have you guys come on and give us the report.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's go ahead and move on. We got a bunch of casting news.
Oh my gosh.
So much. So let's go ahead and start with the first one. It appears we were just talking about him in Candyman, but Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, he played a character in the Watchmen TV show for HBO. Mm-hmm. He plays Black Manta in the Aquaman movies.
Yep. And he's in Aquaman 2 as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Aquaman 2 that comes out. He will be reprising his role as Black Manta in that movie. But he will be now jumping into the Marvel Universe, and he appears to be the lead for the Wonder Man series for Disney+.
Yeah.
So going from Black Manta to Simon Williams.
Love it. Love it. I'm really looking forward to that just because of him. And those performances that you just talked about in both of those series was just stellar. And then seeing him in Candyman, this dude is just going to be set up for a while.
Yeah. I think, so it's hard to get super excited about Wonder Man because I can't think of too many individual stories about Wonder Man.
I know nothing.
Really, like, yeah, I mean, he's got an interesting story. Like he's powered by, I believe, ionic energy, and he was a scientist. There was a lab accident and infused him with ionic energy. He started off as a villain against the Avengers, eventually joined their side, I believe. And what's interesting is that this was all like pre-Vision. And part of his consciousness got trapped or got fused into the Vision's consciousness. So the Vision ended up taking a lot of his personality. And before Vision, like, Wanda Maximoff was like in a romantic relationship with Simon Williams. And so she,
interesting.
She fell in love with Simon, or she fell in love with Vision because Vision's personality was so intertwined with Simon's, because he, it was something about his brain waves or his pattern had imprinted on the Vision's personality. So what I would strongly rumor is that they're introducing Wonder Man in such a big way because perhaps they're leading up to Wanda getting her happily ever after with Simon Williams. Cause I don't know if the Vision is ever going to fully play out as a, I don't know what plans they have for Vision moving forward in the future, but maybe her happily ever after is with Simon. I don't know. If she even gets a happily ever after. I mean, I don't know if everybody feels like she deserves a happily ever after the events of Multiverse of Madness.
Right.
So.
Well, what's interesting is that this kind of announcement came on the heels of them talking about that WandaVision spinoff Vision Quest that'll follow.
Yeah.
I mean, it just feels like they're trying to round it all out, that full story.
Yeah. Yeah. It also, I was also hearing a story that someone was cast as Wanda's son, Billy, a.k.a. Wiccan, in the Agatha Coven of Chaos show.
Yep. Little older.
Yeah.
Little older. Yeah, but they're still very cool.
Mm-hmm. So that Young Avengers team is really starting to kind of come together there. Really curious to see how the elements kind of play out and what we end up doing with the rest of this. But yeah, that's my guess for what they're doing with Simon Williams. And I know at one point, like he quote unquote died and then he came back and he tried to embrace this life as a public superhero and a movie star and stuff like that. He was very Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're going to lean into the more of that aspect of the character, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what they end up doing with it. I feel like they haven't had a superhero that's also a movie star yet.
That's fun. Well, no, they did. Eternals.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Good point. Yeah. He definitely embraced the, that lifestyle there in addition to being immortal. So, cool. All right. Well, let me think. Oh, also speaking of Marvel news, something that we're just going to put on the radar for now, but we're going to save further speculation for later, is that William Jackson Harper, who I know from The Good Place.
Cheedy.
I'm sure. Cheedy. That's right. Has been cast in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
Why do you think that happened?
Well, so there's a number of roles that he could be fulfilling there. I don't want to take anything, I don't want to take any extreme reactions, but there was fan casting a while ago that suggested that he would make a good Reed Richards. And I know, I definitely know from like a personality standpoint and from like an acting standpoint and like what he could do. He can certainly portray the character. Like he has all the traits based off of his character, especially from The Good Place. And I know he's a good actor. He's also freaking ripped.
Yep.
For like no reason. But you know, I know there is. I mean, you'll if you don't know who William Jackson Harper is, you'll look up. You'll look him up. You'll see a picture of him, and you're going to understand why people are probably going to be upset that he would be cast as Reed Richards. So, you know, take that for what it is.
But can't, I can't think of anyone right off the top of my head that I would like more in that role right now.
Like, I mean, like I said, you know, based on the character that he portrayed, especially in The Good Place, like
he was that.
Yeah, he essentially was a Reed Richards. He was a guy, a really, really smart guy that could not get out of his own way, but ultimately had a heart and a conscience that he couldn't, like, it's Reed.
Yeah.
And also took care of people in what he wanted as his family, and also, you know, has the...
And there were four of them.
That's true. So, are you saying, what is it, Manny Jacinto, I think that's his name, should be Ben Grimm?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, yo, Blake Bortles.
He was great in that, too.
Oh, man. And we already got
Jamila Jamil in there,
Titania,
Can you imagine that phone call between the two of them? Like, what?
Also, fun fact, She-Hulk is a rotational member of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Yowza. Connections.
Yowza.
Connection. So, yeah. Could he be Reed? Sure. I think he could pull it off. I think people would be outraged at first, and then I think that we would probably see how that goes. And I don't think his casting is very light in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. It feels like it's purposeful.
Yeah.
But, again, I will not hold my breath for that to be the casting. I don't even know if they've even worked on a full finalized script for, if they have a finalized script for Fantastic Four. So, I don't even know if they've thought about casting for that movie yet. So let's not jump ahead of ourselves. They've got plenty of time. Fun. They don't need to shoehorn in a cameo.
Yeah.
Sure. So we will see how that goes. But yes, he is reportedly cast in that movie. We'll see what role he ends up portraying.
Yep. Good info, dude.
All right. Thank you. Next, switching gears a little bit. in a story that is simultaneously kind of messed up and hilarious. So it appears Henry Cavill will be stepping down from his role in The Witcher, season 4, I believe, which is coming up.
Yeah.
And he will be handing the reins of the role of Geralt of Rivia to Liam Hemsworth.
Which is hilarious. If you
know the rating system on our show, you know why that is hilarious.
Oh, man.
I saw this guy on Twitter was like, bro, that's like replacing Matt Smith on House of the Dragon with Harry Styles.
Yeah. What happened there? How do you lose like that? Because the fandom for The Witcher is like, there is no other Geralt other than Henry Cavill. He is perfect. He knows it.
Yeah. They even said he like nails the voice like perfectly. Like he just does so much right.
Because he loves that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like Henry Cavill, huge nerd.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't have guessed it because he looks like he was literally chiseled from stone.
And he looks like he beat up people like me in high school.
looks like he went to the rich kids or the rich school.
Yep.
And he made snobs of the poor nerds. Like,
but then I watch videos of him like assembling his own PC and talking about things like Pokemon, and I'm like, what? Who are you?
Or doesn't he play Warcraft?
He plays
not Warcraft,
Magic,
Warhammer.
Warhammer, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yep.
Warhammer 4K, yeah.
Literally. That deep, that deep.
Not a slouch. So you know, this is a tough one because. Yes, he did say when the show started that he was committing to the 7-season vision of The Witcher that they had. And also in light of this whole Superman news, I think there was a lot of heavy rumors that his team feels like he is back to being like a movie star caliber, movie star only caliber actor, and that he needed to make sure that his schedule was clear from the show, which admittedly takes a long time to like put together and produce and train, and do all the stuff for, that they felt like he needed to put this so that he was available for the potential movies and potential cameos and all this stuff that he could be doing. Now that it seems like DC is really starting to get the wheels turning on what they're trying to put together, Henry Cavill looks to be a big centerpiece and part of that moving forward.
Yes.
So if that is the case,
he's going to be the Superman. Like that's right. That's what it is.
Imagine Robert Downey Jr. not being available
for
some of this stuff because he's filming a TV show.
Right.
Like, that's, you know,
and they're going to, I hope that they use him like they use Robert Downey Jr. Well, I can see this happening already just by the directions that they're talking about going, where he's in movies.
Yeah.
He's in the movies. Like, and they all are, because it's DC. So.
Yeah. Also, like, I heard from, like, I think it was a Hollywood Wire report or something like that, that he's starting to accept, like, he's getting offers for, like, bigger movie roles now again and stuff. Like, I didn't realize his stock had maybe dropped a little bit. And maybe that was because of being related to this whole Snyderverse thing. Those movies aren't doing well.
Back and forth.
Man of Steel was okay.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman was okay, you know. And maybe that just kind of made it seem like he wasn't quite that level of star. But you see all this hype around Superman, Witcher,
yeah,
you know, even something like an Enola Holmes does well. He has that role in Mission Impossible. Suddenly you're like, yo, this guy's kind of on the up and up again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's make sure he's available to be in this stuff.
I do like that dude, too.
Yeah, no. I mean, I wasn't sure. At first I was like, you know, is he kind of a dry actor? Or like, what's he trying to do? But he's got it in him. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anything, like, The Witcher certainly proves that. So, it's not insignificant. I do feel bad for Witcher people. Liam Hemsworth is Liam Hemsworth.
You know who I feel bad for?
Who?
Liam Hemsworth. Because that news dropped. And can you imagine just Googling your name and just seeing people crap on you? Oh, poor Liam. Guy. He never did nothing to anybody. What's the problem? And just the hatred.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not doing this thing. Get somebody else.
Right. Oh, I mean, gosh, when that first trailer comes out, my dude, if you do not nail
this off the bat, it's a wrap for you, son.
You're going to get that show canceled, my guy.
We're never going to see season 4.
Netflix is going to be like, ooh. No. So, yeah, man. That's what a crazy turn of events.
Yeah. I thought he just owned that role. Like, he was just going to be it.
I mean, he owned it like he owned Superman. I mean, honestly, like, I'm not in love with Man of Steel movie. That's mostly due to the portrayal of Pa Kent, but that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. I certainly am not the biggest fan of Batman versus Superman or, you know, either cut of Justice League. Yeah. But I have to admit, I mean, this, first of all, Henry Cavill steps in the room, he looks like Superman.
100%. 100%.
The way that he has been asked to portray Superman is this very grim, dark kind of version of Superman, but he's got that hopeful, you know, babyface tint of Superman in him, and I definitely want to see him have the opportunity to pull that out so I can fully gauge the level of Superman that he can pull off.
Yeah.
So I want that movie and that story to exist. And, you know, we'll see.
He's been doing a lot of talking. Hopefully that's the direction it'll go, you know?
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of talking about him wanting to have a Superman that's inspirational and full of light and full of joy. And I think that's a bold move, and I want to see him pull it off.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
So, we'll see where that goes. But, you know. Also, kind of in there, there was a little story that also came out last week that David Zaslav, who now runs Warner Brothers Discovery, it appears he reached out to Kevin Feige himself and said, "Would you like to leave Marvel and come run DC?" And
can you imagine?
I think Feige is like,
after you want me to just walk away from this? What are you talking about? Can you imagine the amount of money they were talking about to him?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they were like, how many millions and millions do you want?
Yeah.
Do you want all of it?
Yeah.
Do you want all of it? Are you creatively held back at all? Because we will give you, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. Make whatever you want.
Yeah, I bet he's not
held back. Make it all our way.
Disney. Yeah.
Mm. No, he's like, nah, I got job security. I'm good.
Good.
Y'all operation is a little in flux right now. No, I'm very good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see the direction James Gunn takes it all, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely excited to see that.
Me too. I think he brings, he's going to bring a lot of competence and clear-cut vision to what he's trying to put together, and he's going to be very creator friendly. So this, you know, we might start seeing some real battles, and of course, DC doing better is going to push Marvel to go forward. So any Marvel fan that does not care, that wants to pretend like this is bad or doesn't care about this whole DC stuff, the shifting and stuff, you're being dumb, because if you don't think that James Gunn,
well said, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't think James Gunn making DC better, making better movies and stuff like that, and really starting to give Marvel a run for their money, isn't going to make Marvel movies and Marvel shows.
His relationship with Marvel.
Yeah. Kevin Feige even said in an interview, they say, "How do you feel about James Gunn taking over DC?" He's like, "I'm going to be the first one watching the movies that he makes."
Yeah.
"I'll be first in line. I'll have my ticket sitting at the theater." He's like, "I'll be at the premieres probably."
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
That's a good environment. That feels good.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't look. Hey, I just want to put this out there. Can I just put this out there?
Say it, cuz.
It is on record.
Yep.
James Gunn,
yep,
years ago, pitched to Kevin Feige for a DC versus Marvel crossover movie.
Yep. I mean, who loses that? That's incredible.
Amalgam Comics?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So, all very cool. Again, we're in a very wild time right now, and I love to see it. The last little bit that we have to talk about is HBO Max retooling their Green Lantern series to no longer focus on, like, your Alan Scotts and your Guy Gardners, and it's going to go back to probably who it should have focused on from the beginning, and that's Jon Stewart.
Yes. Like you said, man, I just want a clear direction. Let's just move forward.
Exactly. Exactly. Also, it feels like the earth is healing because we're seeing right. wrongs be righted.
Right.
You know.
Right. I wasn't sure about what DC was doing, but, you know, you just kind of have to hold on. Yeah. And that was the other thing that I was thinking of that I watched this weekend. I watched the animated Green Lantern movie on HBO Max.
Which one?
New one. I don't know.
The new one? Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
There's a couple of really good ones that are out there. I think it's Green Lantern First Flight and something else.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. It was the, you know, John Stewart story, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
Beware My Power. That's what it is.
Beware My Power. That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Green Lantern. Green Lantern has so many dope stories that you could tell, especially if you get into the War of Light. I want to see Larfleeze on my freaking movie or television screen. Anybody that knows that character knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know, let's get it going. My favorite lantern isn't even a Green Lantern anymore. It's Saint Walker and the Blue Lanterns, the Lanterns of Hope. Ugh. Let's go. I need it. So, any other thoughts regarding Jon Stewart or?
No, man, not really. I'm here for it. Yeah.
Any hopes for it?
I think that they could make this one of the biggest series, meaning all encompassing. Yes. So many great stories there. So I'm just hoping that they don't pull any punches and they just keep going, man, because it could be so big.
I'm hearing that its budget got cut, though.
That's too bad.
We'll see. Maybe that forces them to be more creative. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. Uh-huh.
We'll just rely on storytelling, then, if you have to cut the budget. Just make it big story. Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, you're flying around. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're literally galactic police.
Again. Maybe James Gunn's able to take a look at it and advocate for it to get a bigger budget. I imagine right now he hasn't had a lot of time to kind of go over some of the in-development projects yet. Right. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So that pretty much covers the stories that we have today. So I'd like to get into our final segment before we close things out here. And that is, hey, Steve, we just finished the whole spooky thing. And I know this isn't really a spooky themed episode. It's more of the Clarence Racket Spirit Halloween.
The bargain bin episode. Spirit Halloween store after the banner already comes down.
Right. Barely touch on it, you know. But the question I wanted to ask is, what is... And a lot of people do lists and stuff of the best Halloween experiences they've had, or the best haunted house, or the best Halloween movie they've ever seen. What is the worst
Halloween
or the Halloween experience that you've had? Movie, haunted house, TV show?
Well, I'll tell you, dude, it wasn't a TV show. It wasn't a movie. It was not a haunted house.
Okay.
It was me working.
Okay.
And it was a Halloween on at Toys R Us. Uh-huh. And everybody called off except one other person.
Whoa. Jerks.
And this was south of town?
South?
Okay. South of town.
Wow.
And just one front end person and me. That was it. That's
grimy.
And you know we're busy.
Yeah. It's Halloween.
Right. And you wouldn't think like, oh, well, Toys R Us is going to be, you know, this, that, or the other.
They sell costumes.
Right.
Yes, they are busy.
Right. At a clearance price. And people are coming in to get said costumes.
Exactly. And there's candy. Yeah. And there's little pumpkin-themed doodads. Yeah, yes. There's a whole section.
They're coming in. They're coming in. Yeah. And think about those parents that don't give their kids candy and stuff like that. It happens, and they are in there getting 99-cent toys like Hot Wheels or what are those little animals? But anyway, very busy. No big ticket person. Why would you come in on Halloween at 7 o'clock at night and buy the biggest swing set we've got? What are you doing on Halloween?
You know, I gotta start building it before the weather turns.
For, I'm gonna get it for Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, the family coming over, you know.
My kids will play on it one day, and then it'll be winter.
I've never had a really bad experience like going to, you know, like TV shows, haunted houses, anything like that. Not had a bad experience. Yeah. I've had some great experiences, as a matter of fact. But this was the Halloween. I was like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. The whole day was bad, and you know, it's not a short shift where we worked. It was all day. So, that was my bad experience.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
It does. I have flashbacks because I've had similar experiences, not on Halloween, but...
And if you remember, it was the... just to show you how unhelpful this was, it was the front-end manager. No help.
That is terrible. Yeah. No help. Yeah. So you were riding solo.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you get that swing set on your shoulder? Dude. Which I assume is bad now.
It's like off. It's terrible now. Terrible.
For sure.
And I love how the customers would just look at you struggling with a 400-pound swing set.
Yeah, there was less empathy for workers than there is now.
Yes, there was. Definitely.
Hey, I came to pick up my swing set. Cool. I'll go ahead and pull around, and I will go ahead and put it in the back of your car. Pulls around. Here, they pull up in a Fiat. Excuse me. This is a $2,000 swing set.
No idea how
in five pieces.
Those folks that are listening right now, you have no idea how accurate that is. It's so spot on. Wasn't there somebody that loaded it in a two seater, but like made it come out the top?
Yeah,
the convertible.
Or no. I'll tell you because I've been. Because what's the argument that you get is like, you know, I can't fit this into your Honda Civic.
Yes.
Well, I got no other way to get this home. Like, you gonna leave it here and I'm gonna come back for it or something? I'm like, yeah, you'll have to come back for it. I'm not gonna. I pulled this out here. I put it on dollies and I pulled it out here. Oh, you just try. And so
you know it's not gonna work.
I do. I'm not. Yeah. But what you end up doing is you end up like folding down them seats in the back, getting the hole through the trunk all the way clear, and then loading up them boxes, and then they're all sticking 4 feet out the back of the trunk.
And they're like, "Nah, this is good." I'm like, "Good luck. This swing set weighs more than your car." So
it is 33 degrees out here.
Did you bring any tie downs? No, you guys have any?
No.
What's wrong with you? No, I didn't bring tie downs.
What's wrong with you? Why would you do this? Do you understand? My job is over. You understand? I got this from the top of a bay for some reason.
Not on the ground where they...
Who put this at the top of a bay in the back? You monster.
Yes.
It was so heavy. They were so heavy. They were
very heavy. Spring was not.
Just get a bike.
You just don't want this scooter.
Right.
Kids love them.
Right. Just get a bike or something. Anyway.
Yes.
So I've got one too.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So some people that know me also already know this story. So I think this is the first time I've shared it in any other like kind of public way. I also need to say that there's no reason for me to be this irrationally angry about what I'm angry about in this story. So, as you know, there was a there's a theme park in Ohio called Kings Island, formerly Paramount Kings Island.
Yes,
I worked about there. 10 years ago.
I worked there.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This is about 10 years ago when it was. When it was Paramount Kings Island, maybe longer, maybe like 11 or 12. I don't know.
No, it was a long time ago. That was that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But during this time of year, they do the, what do they call it?
Halloween Haunt or something like
that. Halloween Haunt. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. So you go and the whole theme park is like, haunted houses and
multiple haunted houses,
multiple haunted houses all over the park,
multiple haunted areas.
There's employees dressed up as like things like trying to jump out and scare you. There's fog rolling all through the park. You know, at one point there was a, in the woods next to the beast ride, there's a guy running around with a chainsaw that's not actually on and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's cool, yeah. Right? It's like great vibes. you know, I go there with a group of friends, my girlfriend, now wife. And we're walking through the park. You know, people are constantly jumping out at us, you know, scaring us. Great costumes I'm seeing all over the place. I go into multiple haunted houses. There was like this vampire like club.
Yes. And
people in like the glass box. You remember that
one? Yes.
And I remember like the lights were on and people were like doing the vampires. Like, and like the strobe lights were going on in there. So like I go in and like they got the dubstep going like dun, 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 dun. So I start dancing when I go in like, dun, 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 dun. And I remember one vampire person jumped out, was like, saw me dancing, but like, and then like so I'm like, you know, I'm having a good time because yeah. I'm like, man, the vibes, like everything is just,
it's fun,
clicking. Yeah,
and you said something about the costumes. Quality
costumes.
Yeah,
that's that. I want you to key on this point.
Okay.
Quality costumes, quality. Right?
Yes.
So I'm about 3/4 through the night, right? We've been here for a while. I've seen nothing but excellence the entire time in the park. And so, and like I said, employees are hiding and then jumping out at you, which later years when I went back, they stopped jumping out at you because I assume somebody got swung on.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it is the natty.
Still. And they're selling beer.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. But yeah, so we're about 3/4 through the night, walking through the park, probably heading closer to the entrance, or we just got off of a ride or something that was still running at night. Come off the park. I see one really great costume. And I'm just marveling at it. And then through the fog, I see this guy come through. And he's dressed as a fish. And he's roller skating. What? And he like rolls up to us and he's like, "Are you scared?" And I said, what are you?" He's like, "I'm a fish guy." And he's just talking with us. And I'm like, Are you doing something in particular? Like, is this a setup for something else? No, he's just a fish guy on roller skates. I hadn't seen anybody else on roller skates or rollerblades or anything like that. This was, and it was not a cheap fish guy. It was an elaborate,
like elaborate. What do you mean, fish guy?
Like, I like low rent creature of the Black Lagoon, okay. But like. You know how the creature of the Black Lagoon looks like kind of intimidating and scary?
Yeah.
No, this looked kind of like a fish guy. Like a goofy. Like a
goofy fish guy.
A goofy fish guy.
Man.
And on rollerblades. When I tell you it ruined my night, I was pissed. Because I said, What? Why? Is there quality control?
Dude.
Where's the manager? Where's the... Look, I'm sounding like a big Karen right now. Where's the manager of King's Island that goes, okay, let's see, scary vampire, check. Frankenstein, check. Weird cool zombies, aliens. Check. Cool aliens, check.
Yeah.
Fish guy, acceptable. In what world does that make sense? Fish guy? Fish guy. Fish guy shows up, rollerblading. And he gets the rollerblade. That doesn't even fit the theme of his costume. He's a fish guy. He's not wearing flippers. He's not doing anything, you know. He... Cover fish guy in blood. Maybe fish guy in blood makes sense. Or something, you know,
bloody
or
fish guy paint. Makes sense. To
bloody
you?
Fish guy. Okay. Hey.
Why was he on okay. skates though?
That's the point I'm trying to get at. The theme it made.
Man,
no
let
sense.
Me tell you something. So one of the things, and I'm using this to emphasize your point. One of the mm-hmm. things that I was legitimately scared at King's Island's Haunted Haunt, or whatever it is, Halloween Haunt, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. they had these bales of hay stood up on their end, like mm-hmm. taller bales of hay,
mm-hmm.
and it's just in a pathway.
Yeah.
Like, and they made kind of like a, not necessarily a maze, but just obstacles for you to kind of weave around to get through this area.
Yeah.
In that area where people dressed up as mm-hmm. scary scarecrows, and it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Like, and it was a foggy, dark.
Yeah.
I mean, not well yeah. lit at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a quality thing that just
exactly.
happened.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. My entire experience, the entire rest of the night, from every single King's Island employee that was there, every person was committed to trying to freak us out.
Yeah.
Or we had one person who was just dressed in this like kind of weird, creepy costume or whatever that was just following me and my wife around.
Nice.
And, you know, she's like cuddled up on me. So I'm like, and he's like, brr. And she's like, get him away. And I'm like, all right, you know. But like this dude, he didn't break the act. He just drifted off somewhere else. Yeah. Like everyone was on point.
Man, I committed. Have another memorable one. It was yeah. a dude or a person dressed up as a werewolf, and it was like classic werewolf, like ripped jeans, flannel, but he was yeah. on some type of stilts to make him taller and give yes. him that dog ankle kind of thing.
Bro.
I'm like, that's yes, terrifying. Exactly. And where exactly. that was, I was like, oh, you're just out here. I mean, you're not right. really part of anything. You're just out here.
Right.
You look great.
Now imagine you see all that and then a fish guy. On roller skates,
man.
And by the way, so like I said, we were 3/4 of the way through the park. We're leaving now, and we're heading back to like the main row.
And he was just talking to you? That pisses me off even more.
He rolled up and just started talking to us.
I hate him.
Thank you.
I hate him.
But no. Let me tell you something. So like I said, that was like 3/4 of the night through. I was really disappointed by Fish Guy, but I'm like trying to move past it. And as we're walking, I'm like audibly saying, I'm like, what was the deal with the Fish Guy? I can't get over like the lack of commitment from Fish Guy. I'm really upset by this, but I'm like trying to let it go. And as we're leaving, I see Fish Guy. He's sitting on one of those circle, like stone circle, I don't know, maybe fountain
yeah.
ledges or something like that. He's just sitting there. He's like, having a smoke.
Stop this.
I had not seen anyone else the entire night.
Can I say something right now, though, that it might piss you off?
Okay, go ahead.
That dude's kind of my hero, though.
Like, look, I told from a worker standpoint,
yes,
this dude gave a level of F's I could not hope to imagine. I understand admiring him.
Yeah.
I understand respecting his level of commitment, which is zero.
Did they even know he was on roller skates?
I don't know whoever approved it.
Who approved it?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I truly don't. Because, like, not only did, like he's on roller skates and stuff like, but like his costume also, I tried to mention this before, but maybe I didn't, like, it wasn't, it was still elaborate. It was an elaborate fish costume, but it was goofy, mm-hmm. and he was on roller skates. What?
I don't understand.
The costume had a budget.
Here's the deal. You're talking to somebody who knows this very well. You know what I mean? I know what they do. I know how they set it up.
I know. And so, yeah, when we left, I saw him sitting on that rounder. I know that
pissed you off even more.
I was pissed. And he's just smoking. He's just smoking. And we're like walking past him. I'm trying not to say anything. Have a good night.
He talked to you again? He did that on purpose.
I couldn't. I live it. I've done the only time, this is the only time in my entire life I specifically have gone to any kind of review site.
Did you go?
And I called out Fish Guy. I wish I could find the original review.
Where did you go for it?
I can't remember.
Whatever.
I really can't.
Yeah.
Whatever Yelp was back then. I don't know. It's like.
Golly.
This had to have been like.
Fantastic.
Late aughts. So like.
Yeah.
08, 09, 10.
Yeah.
I know I worked at Toys R Us still.
Okay.
So, God, I might have gone to Kings Island's MySpace page.
Yeah, because that's what it would have been then.
It might have been the MySpace page. I left this lengthy thing. Who is Fish Guy? Why is Fish Guy? The level of commitment this person has given to the experience of this. He ruined my night. I would have been the equivalent of the biggest Karen comment today.
You... thinking about the year that it was and the development of technology, you didn't do this in the car ride home.
No. I ranted about it the entire car ride home. And I remember everyone that was in the car with me dying laughing because of how upset I am. And I'm just like, I don't care. I'm pissed.
You went home, booted up your computer, went to MySpace or wherever, and then typed out a review about Fish Guy. You were pissed.
I was. I very much was.
It wasn't like a knee jerk. I'm about to put this on there. Use your phone to put the. No, you couldn't do that. You had a flip phone at the time, probably.
Also, I was probably like. Kings Island was probably about 2 hours away from me. Yeah. So, like, and I think the whole haunt thing ends at like 12 or 1 in the morning.
Oh,
so,
man.
Smooth 2, 3 a.m. rage post. About the lack of commitment of Fish Guy. And just to see if it was consistent, I went the 2 following years to see if Fish Guy was a thing. There was no Fish Guy.
What was it?
So, I don't know. It will always be a mystery to me. Did
everybody see it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
It just matter the level of what they put on.
Matter of fact, I know listeners of this show that will be like, I remember Fish Guy. Oh, I remember how pissed you were about Fish Guy. And I'm like, yes. Yes, I was. I was so freaking livid. So, yeah.
I would love to find Fish Guy and just talk to him.
There would be so much investigation to try to find that.
Yeah.
You'd have to. I don't even remember the exact year. So if you could somehow remember the exact year, then you could find that post, and then you could probably nail down the day that I went, and then the employee role or something like that. I don't know. But gosh, it was. Ugh. Oh boy.
I love it.
I was not happy. I was not happy.
I feel like you just relived it.
Yeah, I did. I see it vividly in my head. I see it vividly in my head.
That's really surprising because, like I said, man, like you get your money's worth there.
You really do. It's such expensive, a good time.
But you get it.
Yeah. It was legitimately some of the best times that we had. It was a great date night out. You know, we got IHOP after yeah, something like
that's
that.
That's what you do. Yeah.
That's what you do. Or Waffle House or something. Mm-hmm. And then you know, peace out. And, you know, you're just like, boy, that was a great night. Mm-hmm. It was a little chilly. I'm wearing a jacket, you know?
Beautiful.
Exactly. And then, you know, people jumping out to scare you. So if you're with a significant other, they all hugging up on you and stuff, you know, it makes you feel good. No one jumps out at me, though, because they're afraid I'm going to swing on them for some reason. I would go through haunted houses all by myself. And I would see the people getting ready to jump out, and they'd be like,
what?
I'm not going to fight you. What you never that? Had that?
No. No. Because I go scream through and run, though. That's how I do.
No, that's how I roll. I walk through and put my hands in my pockets and I make jokes. And I think because, you know, if I'm going through it like alone or something, like whenever I go through a haunted house, people jump out at the people next to me or around me. They don't jump out at
okay,
me.
Well, that's true.
And I think there might be a little bit of bias thing too, because I'm like,
yeah, that's true.
He's roughly 6 foot.
Yeah.
He looks somewhat in shape. He might hit me in the face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me jump at the lady in front of him.
Yeah.
Or the child behind him.
Yes.
So, yeah. No, that's a fish guy. May you burn forever.
Or, my point of view, long live fish guy.
Okay. Okay. It's the only time I'm going to call him a lazy piece of garbage. You know what? I here's why I can't back up your claim. Because everyone else was on it, and everyone else looked to be having a really fun time.
Yeah.
That was working there that night.
I mean, that looks like fun, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you've got like 4 or 5 cast members dressed up as zombies just together in a pack. Yeah. Like, that's creepy. That's sufficiently creepy. And they're not, like we said, man, they're not cheap.
Yeah. So, yeah. Forget you, fish guy. Whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
If you somehow listen to this show, I want you to know that you ruined one person's night.
Dude.
And maybe that's what you wanted. Maybe that's what you wanted.
Maybe that's what he set out to do.
Maybe that's what you wanted. Yeah, maybe you're like, if I ruin one person's night, this is all worth it. Well, I will tell you, mission accomplished. Because as amazing as the rest of that night was, single-handedly ruined by one guy dressed as a fish on roller skates for no reason at all.
Yeah.
So, there we go. All right. Well, so looks like we got a solid retail story and a weird explanation of a fish guy on this episode.
Huh.
Fun times.
Good times.
Yeah. So we will go ahead and bring this show to a close. guys, if you haven't done so already, please like, rate, and subscribe to us on whatever platforms that you are listening to us through, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podbean, whatever. Please make sure you're liking, rating, and subscribing to us. That helps boost our numbers. That helps put more visibility on the show. And it makes it easier for us to make more shows consistently and not miss weeks like we do sometimes.
Hey, y'all worked hard on that last episode, though.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all very much. All of our loyal tens of listeners.
tens of listeners.
Tens and tens of listeners. Either way, we do appreciate our audience very much. And Steve, where can they find you? Where can they find the show?
You're going to find the Nerd Smash Talkcast on Twitter at @NerdSmash_TC. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SteveLDub.
That's right. And you can find me on Twitter at LTTheFifth. That's at LTTHAFIFTH. You can also find the Nerd Smash Talkcast on YouTube. We left some reviews up there that you can check out. Just type in Nerd Smash Talkcast. That's 2 words, not 4. And You can also send us your questions to our email address, nerdsmash.tc@gmail.com. Your questions may make it as one of our final segments on the show.
Questions so and go topics, ahead and get those into us. Yes.
Please, please do. Because we do this weekly, and sometimes we think of these topics last minute. So we are not well prepared. So
well, we're fun.
We're fun blokes. Unlike certain individuals that dress as fish.
All right. This fish dude, man.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening again. We appreciate you. And Steve, how would you like to sign off today?
Spooky, scary werewolf bar mitzvah.
Damn fish guy. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Holla, 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 holla.
Holla.